The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, how's it going? Welcome back to Put Together Podcast. I'm Nicole and I'm joined by my
podcast.
I'm Nicole. Hi. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Adam and Max.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Hi.
We are going to be talking about pests because it's just that it's that time of the year again. I don't know if the time ever left, if I'm being honest, but we have some pests to talk about and we're going to do that. Spider mites, fungus gnats, take your pick.
Yeah.
But first, we have to catch up. So, since I'm leading, is this a new thing? Like, I get to pick who goes first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Adam,
oh,
how
God.
Was your week?
What did I do this week?
What did you do?
I feel like whoever goes first is like, shit, what did I do this week? And then the other person has time to think about it.
I have things to talk about, friends.
Oh.
We had a haboob last Thursday. Last Thursday, we recorded.
Yeah, we did.
And then I had reservations. Oh, well, then I went to a mall with my friend Lydia, and I went to Zara because it's been so long since I've been to Zara. Zara slaps. I really do like Zara.
Not our Zara. Me and Mia went the other day, and it was trashed. Trash.
Ooh, back to school energy.
Yes,
yeah,
very back
BTS.
To school energy.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple fits. One reminds me of something Harry Styles would wear, pleated, very baggy dress pant, high waisted.
With a little tank top?
I wasn't sure if the high waisted, not a tank top, I could, but I have like a
like
knitted
a shimmery one?
Top. It was like a knitted short sleeve white, like button
up. The one you wore
collar.
To Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh, that was black. Never mind.
Yeah, and that was that was basically netting. You could see my nipples.
Yes, we saw your
this
nipples.
This is covered.
Okay.
The like knit anyway. Like polo vibe is coming back, and I really like it. I want to get Daniel one.
It is a knit polo vibe. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about it. But anyway, so then after that, we had reservations to this bar. So there's this like bar in Phoenix. Century Grand is the building, but it has three different like themed bars. One is a tiki bar, which is the Undertow, which we've been to, loved it. It was fun. And then there's one in like the lobby area that's like supposed to be like a New Orleans feel. I haven't been to that one. And then there's a train, Platform 18. So you get into this train and like when you get in there, you're in a, like a train car. And then the windows are like screens and it looks like you're moving. You know,
oh, cool.
But like you don't feel movement or anything because it's obviously stationary and it's 90 minute experiences. Right. So and like 80 minutes in, the power goes out.
Oh, but shit.
This was right after all of our phones started blowing up about like a dust storm that and not like your weather app saying like, hey, by the way, there's a dust storm, like legitimately like the emergency alert. Everyone's phones vibrating and like sounding off at the same time. Yeah. And we get alerts a lot because, like, this county we're in, Maricopa County, is large. It spans a lot of different areas.
Yeah.
So there's, like, floods and stuff. And I'm like, well, that's not hitting us. But anyway, and there's been dust storms here before. But this one was, like, nothing I'd ever been. Like, the power went out. It was,
oh my God.
And then we went outside and it was, like, you were just, like, you couldn't see very far.
Mm-hmm.
You could see, there's but not, me. Like, a ton. Dust was like hitting you in the eye, like you could feel it in your eyes and stuff. It was wild. It was wild.
That's scary. I always get freaked out by that because like what if you're driving, like what if you're on the highway and one of these just roll through.
Ugh, that's...
Well, I found out that if you're in a low visibility situation, regardless if it's a dust storm or like snow or whatever, is that you pull off the road and you shut your lights off.
Yeah.
Like you shut everything off. Oh. Because if you have your lights on, people think that's the road, and that's when you have accidents where people like run into you because they're going towards you thinking you're on the road. So just, you know, mm-hmm. PSA for everybody, shut everything off, no lights.
Yep.
That's good.
That's
know.
What you're supposed to do.
Yep. Yeah. The only time I've ever been in a haboob was on the highway. Like, I don't know how or why that happened, but several times you just drive really slow and have your hazards on if you're still on the road.
That's See, scary. I was I had to drive like a half hour home after that. I was a little worried because it was like the wind was really bad, but the visibility wasn't bad at that point. So like, I feel like I've driven in worse storms driving through like thunderstorms in Illinois, mm-hmm. in Nebraska, you know, mm-hmm. but it was still like, it's been a while since I've had to deal with that. So it was like a little nerve wracking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it's kind of like apocalyptic too, because I saw one when I was visiting my mom, one came through. And like, oh, the trail it leaves behind. Like your pool was probably trashed, right?
It was awful. Yeah. And we were gonna have like a Labor Day pool party, and still had people come over, but I was like, we're not getting in the pool because it's disgusting.
Yeah,
disgusting.
Disgusting. Ugh. So well, glad everybody was safe.
Question:
out of panic,
who's the pool boy in your relationship?
Oh, mm-hmm. Steve, 100%.
Steve. Okay.
Okay.
I'm cleaning the house. I'm the one that cleans the house, does all of that stuff. I cannot be bothered with the outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we've kind of talked about the plant situation out there and how you should put more plants out, but you can't be bothered.
Yeah, I can't be.
Can't be.
I get that.
It's just too hot. 120 degrees. It's too hot.
Come on.
Yeah, and you guys are getting hit with more heat, I hear.
Yeah.
It's just never ending. But,
it
know,
isn't, but you know, I'll take this over snow.
Yeah, we're supposed to get the Midwest, Becca, buckle up, Buttercup. It's going to be a doozy, I hear, from all the prediction websites.
Yeah.
That we're going to get like a polar vortex again and dumped with tons of snow.
Okay, see.
Fun.
I think that's so fun and I'm so excited. I have been waiting. Daniel and I are like... We are ready. We got our wood. We got our survival gear. Like, we've got our water thing. We got, like, a water thing so that we could, like, get water from our neighbor's pond and, like, drink it, like, purify it and stuff. Like, we're, like, ready.
Nice. You got your snowsuit.
Did you stock up on that deep woods deep?
deep woods deep.
Okay. But here is the thing is I think it's kind of fun, too. And I also this week told Steve, like, I want to get sick, but not like a bad sickness, but just like a little bit of mono, because I just want a fucking break. And like snowstorms like that just let you have a fucking break. You know, they're just like, you can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. You don't need to feel guilty about just like laying on the couch all day, because that's what you do in the big snowstorm like that.
You're snowed in.
Yeah.
Can't go up the driveway. Yeah. Oh, sorry, we don't have a snowblower. Yeah. Oops. Sorry, we're snowed in. I guess we have to eat this.
If anyone has mono, wants to cough into a vial and just like send it to me. I don't know. I'm kidding.
Wait.
I had mono once, but it was nice because I just laid on the couch for like a whole week.
Speaking of coughing into a vial, have you guys heard? There's this sex worker that I follow on TikTok, and she is so entertaining. Her name is Sammy. She's in Florida. She does everything. Like, she does like bikini car washing. She does topless maid. Like, she does it all. She does streaming. She's so entertaining. And she was telling a story of this guy who asked her to fart in a jar. And I was like, I didn't know that was real. So I looked it up, and it's true. If you fart in a jar and then close it, it like actually ferments the fart even to make it the smell worse.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's, you never did that? Well, I guess you guys are girls, but like in junior
absolutely
high,
not.
We would like fart and we would just like fart in cups and just like throw it in our friend's face.
See, Daniel said that he and his friend, he was like, yeah, it gets worse after time. Like, how did you know this? So yeah, I guess this checks out. This is a boy thing.
Checks out.
Yeah, I could make some serious cash right now with my postpartum farts. Like, it's bad. Like, so gross. Daniel will get in bed and he's like, did you fart? And I'm like, no, because I'm embarrassed. Usually I'm like, yeah, but I'm embarrassed because every single time, like, it's like all day, I'm like, poop, 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 poop. Not poop.
That's They're just leaking.
Toot.
They're just leaking.
Yeah, they stink so bad. And my diet has not really changed. So I don't know what's going on.
It's that postpartum. That postpartum farts, man.
Did that happen to Unicole? Like, I don't know. That's like...
Well, yeah, but I feel like it was tenfold for me because I had a C-section. So there was a whole just bunch of air lingering in there for a really long time.
Yeah. Organs on the table.
Organs on the table. It was just, yeah, trigger warning. Sorry, but that was rough. But you know how they make you, like fart and poop before you leave the hospital after you have any type of major surgery?
Yeah.
That is the one thing that stands out in my head more so than giving birth, than having a baby, is like having to poop after that surgery. Mm-hmm. Was excruciating.
Yeah.
It was awful. Oh, sorry, no. This is more Patreon content, but like, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're creeping. Also, I don't think just because like air got into your cavity, your stomach cavity, that would then translate to farting though.
Well, I had a lot of gas pain.
I think it does. Well,
maybe that's just coincidental.
Does it? Does your body just absorb that and then put it into your
intestine? Colon?
I think so. Yeah.
Or colon.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. It hurt. So
that's what they said to Daniel when he got his appendix out too. Because they blow up your belly with air to do that. And then I guess like your colon would have to absorb it and puff it out or burp it out, or I don't know.
Because how else is it going to escape, right?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
I don't know. Gas pains, it's rough. But what were we talking about?
I took us off the rails.
Sex worker farts.
Jar. And then you were talking about mono in a vial. Okay, we're back.
Yeah, okay.
We're back. Okay.
There was that one sex worker, though, who got hospitalized because of her diet. Because she solely was selling farts online.
Oh, my God.
And, like, she had cute little jars and, like, put a little rose petal in there. Like, the packaging was, like, it was an experience. But her diet was, like, high protein, high fiber or something. So she could fart a lot. And because she was like, I just remember seeing this story, and she got hospitalized for a heart attack.
In what world, this one apparently, do people pay to smell somebody else's farts? Like, I'm not here to kink shame, but I am here to kink shame.
Okay, just bear with. I think it's kind of gross, but then if someone was like, oh, the lead singer of Imagine Dragons will fart in a jar for you, I'd be like, oh, I'll smell it.
Absolutely not.
But would you pay for it?
Okay, if someone was like, hey, Nicole, here's Ryan Gosling's fart in a jar, wouldn't be a little bit curious?
No.
Not even a little.
No, because I'd still like to be attracted to the person after the experience. And that would kill it for me. It's like Taylor Swift farts in a jar. You want to smell it? No, absolutely not. I don't.
100%. Honestly, okay, this is gross.
Oh my God.
I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. When we went to the Grammy Museum, they had Taylor Swift's Grammy dress and Harry Styles' Grammy outfit right next to each other. And
you smelled them.
Her shoes, no, because they're behind glass. But I was like, when I saw Harry Styles' outfit, I was like, I kind of want to smell that.
You kind of want to smell his shoe?
No, not the shoe. The outfit.
I mean, it probably maybe even the crotch area. Like,
I don't know.
BO.
But just whatever.
You took it there. That's what I was thinking, but you said it. I didn't. You know what? That is just not something. Again, I am not here to kink shame. To each their own. But it's just not for me. But I don't know. Maybe we can make some money because I'm down to sell it. If people are going to pay for it,
let's go. To the person
let's
who.
Let's
the person
coin.
Who clicked download because they thought we were talking about pests. It is coming. All right.
Yeah, it's coming.
But
yeah,
we
got five more minutes.
See, the thing is like, I would do it, but she was like, if you want to sell farts in a jar or like feet pics, you need to build a following. I'm like, ugh. Like, I don't want to build a following for that. I just want to be anonymous, you know? But people want to, they want to see who it's coming from. And like,
of course.
They want to see you looking hot and then imagine your fart coming out of your butt or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Okay, my turn.
I don't. Yeah, what'd you do this week, Becca? Did you smell some farts in a jar or just your own?
Just under the covers, you know, just fine.
Just the Dutch oven.
And maybe
just Dutch oven it.
I am eating a lot of granola bars, but that's the only difference I think in my diet. So maybe I am doing some. Anyway, point is, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
Fine. I have back-to-back-to-back mom group events this weekend. I'm so excited.
Look at you.
I know. I'm going to a coffee on Friday. I'm going to a like brunch event, like an educational brunch event on Saturday. And then,
No.
That's on Sunday. And then on Saturday, I'm going for a walk. Like, I am doing the most.
You're doing it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're doing it. And Nora has joined the podcast.
Yeah, she's a little.
Again, she's the fourth member.
She's fussy. And Daniel's at work today, just for the day. So, you know.
You get the baby noises.
I'm having a reality check that I am not going to be able to get really anything done when he goes back to work. And that has to be okay, because this is my job, is to be Nora's mom. And I have a job, but it's not as important as being Nora's mom.
Exactly.
Also, if you're a breastfeeding person and you're away from your child right now and this is making you leak, just DM Becca and yell at her.
I'm sorry for triggering your letdown.
That happens?
Yeah, it is.
It does happen. Although it hasn't happened to me from other people's kids, but like if Nora is crying in public, especially, I will start to leak and it's very embarrassing. Yeah. Actually, here's this funny story and then I'll be done because I don't have anything else really. We went to go like update an ID and I had to get a photo taken, and it was like Nora was maybe like 2 months old at this point. And for some reason I thought, oh, I haven't leaked all day. Like I'm going to just not wear breast pads. Okay. I still can't do that. I still leak 3 months.
Red flag.
Yeah. So we go and I stand up to take the photo and I move my hair out of in front of my chest and take the photo. I was really confident, and then I sit back down and I look down and I realize there's two perfect circles of wet on my nipples, and there is absolutely no freaking way this guy didn't see it, because there's two wet dots on my on my boobs where my areolas are.
On my areola.
So like, area. If I was to convince myself he didn't see it, I'd be an idiot. He saw it. And I was very confident. I'm like, did it? Tumus postpartum.
Did it show in the photo?
I'm out. No, it's like collarbone up, you know.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was gonna ask. Well, silver lining.
Pretty horrifying, honestly. But you know,
the guy's taking the photo, but then he has his phone underneath it taking a picture.
Lactating mommy doesn't know. Oh, God. It's like on some creepy website.
Oh. I'm gonna Google that when we get off this podcast.
Lactating mom.
Lactating mom.
Doesn't
comma,
know.
Doesn't know. Comma gets caught.
Apparently, the 20-minute catch-up for Patreon before this doesn't really matter.
Oh, gosh.
Okay,
Nicole, what about your week?
Well, Jay has COVID, so he's in the basement.
It's going around again.
He's doing okay. He's like a little bit of fever, a little bit of chills. But I will say, I was slightly terrified when he tested positive. Not because I was worried I was going to get it, but because the man has not been sick since like 2018. Like he has not gotten COVID.
Oh.
I know, how embarrassing, right? Catch COVID in 2023. But like he has not even had
an early adopter. Okay.
No. He has not even like gotten the sniffles. So I'm like, oh, this is going to be a doozy, you know, because when you've been out of the game for so long, like when you get like the casual cold,
the game
every...
being getting sick,
oof, I've been out of the game. Forget how to be sick.
Yeah, listen, I was around kids a lot, like 10 plus years ago, and I was sick every 6 months. I had a cold, so like it was just a thing, you know. It's how you built your immunity. But he has not been sick since like 2018. I'm not even exaggerating. So I was worried, but he's like, it's just a process. I got to push through it, and I'm like, look at you. Look at you not being needy right now. So he's locked in the basement till he's done coughing. But other than that, like my week, I canceled a few of my sessions because I actually had two newborn sessions this week, which I was so excited about. But like, I didn't feel comfortable going and being around newborn, being exposed, you know. I tested negative, like everybody else is fine. So hopefully it skips all of us, I'm hoping. But we'll see. But yeah, it is going around again. And it kind of worries me because I'm around hundreds of people every weekend and I'm kind of getting a little bit of deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's taking me back to those early days of COVID. Like, should we be wearing a mask again? Should I stay away from people on the dance floor? You know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm really not going to try to think about it that much, which sounds kind of ignorant, but like mentally I can't go there again, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I still feel like we're all trying to like heal from that trauma still, no matter what, like there's effects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're rippling.
So, yeah, they are. But like, I don't know. So hopefully all is well, but I also feel like back to school does that too. Like kids go back mm-hmm. to school and right away everybody has a cold, you know?
Yeah.
So it is what it is. But I had three weddings this past weekend and I made it out alive, guys. No battery explosions, no sunburn. We are good to go.
Yes.
And I'm actually...
We need to talk about the whole story on the Patreon episode for September, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
Mental note. Yourself.
We're recording tonight. But I have a wedding in New Buffalo, Michigan this Saturday, and it's like an overnighter, so it's like a little getaway, so I'm kind of excited Ooh. About it. It's like right off the lake. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
That is fun. Okay, while I was shopping in the mall in my Zara, you were also shopping for a HoCo dress.
Oh, we were shopping for a HoCo dress and we found one. So Mia's homecoming is October something, I can't remember, but we were looking for a dress and she got out of school early one day. This was last week. It was actually last Thursday. And we went to the mall looking for a dress, spent 4.5 hours at said mall.
Oh my gosh.
Come home with nothing. No such luck. She tried on 10 dresses. It was all a disaster. We come home and I'm like, do you want to just go to Deer Park, which is like a hop, skip, and a jump from us, like 5 minutes just to see? She's like, all right, fine. We're not going to find anything, but whatever. And I was like, hey, stay positive. Okay. The stores we went to, they had those same stores in the mall, but these were just like, you know, solo stores. So we went into the first store and like within an hour, she found the dress. Mm. She found dress, she found shoes, she found jewelry. Mm. So she's good to go. So cute.
Yeah. And the bow tie you bought for her date. Mm-hmm. Did you figure out the shirt pants situation?
Let's ask the audience, but I think I'll go with what you selected, I think, because I was in the middle of texting his mom because she's like, okay, that her dress is like a bright pink
fuchsia, yeah,
and it's like fuchsia, yeah, and then the tie is navy blue with the same color flowers as her dress, so like
mm-hmm. yeah, like very florally, so like yeah,
yes, very floral. So I didn't know what shirt and pants he should wear because it's not like prom. It's not going to be like a suit or anything. It's just going to be like button down shirt, tie with pants, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I originally said like navy shirt with black pants, but then the navy bow tie wouldn't. It would flush it out.
Yeah, just a navy white shirt? And black. So that was my thought. Either a white shirt, then you could do navy pants. Because there's separation between the navy and the tie and the navy and the pant.
Cute.
Or if you want to do like a navy shirt, which I'm not against, then the pant would have to be like a slate gray, like a heather gray pant. I just don't love navy and black together. But like black belt and shoes with navy pants is a thing. And it's not mm-hmm. really my thing, but I don't know. A navy shirt in black pants is not a thing.
Okay.
I don't think.
Okay, so Jay said white shirt. And I think we'll probably go with that. Because then you'll definitely see the tie and how it ties into her dress. No pun intended. But like, then he could get away with navy pants. And it would be like mm-hmm. easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think that's what we'll probably do. But all jokes aside... no, I'm going to joke about it. Last year cannot be repeated. He knows this. He's been threatened. Okay.
The camo, the deer hunting camo tie.
Yeah. Oh, it was rough.
Okay. But also the whole homecoming proposals.
Oh, yeah. I could talk about that.
Promposal, homecoming proposal. There's too much pressure on the kids these days. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Really quickly, her boyfriend proposed like formally with a homecoming poster. Ooh. And it was very cute. He incorporated the theme of homecoming, which is Tangled, with Taylor Swift lyrics. It was good. And it was all his idea, which was very impressive. But it is a lot of pressure. And I was thinking about that when I was taking the photos. I was like, this poor kid, my daughter comes out of the house not knowing what the hell is going on. And it's so funny because I showed Adam and Becca the photos. And Adam's like, okay, but did Mia have a heads up? Because if that was me, I'd come out of the house looking like a weird Barbie scary person.
Yeah, like my Barbie hair would be frizz city, like half up, like knotted, spilled shit on my shirt. Like, I don't know.
It was, in the end of the day, she was very excited. She was surprised. She was very happy. She wasn't upset. I didn't tell her anything. And it went well. But it could have went differently. And I realize that now. And I'm like, good thing that she's a trooper. But I also told her to, like, do her hair because we're going to Target. So, I didn't want, like, her to be, like, in literal pajamas, even though she was. But it's fine.
Yeah.
But it was fun. That was a good time. But there is a lot of pressure on kids. And it sucks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, where did that come from? Like, that just started and then now it's like commonplace. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. It was like
people do it at school.
Yeah. It was a big thing when I was in school too. I got like a
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah. I never got like a huge promposal, but like some people at like the assembly, like they'd get like a flash mob or something. Like people like really go all out.
So I don't think that they do proposals for prom. But homecoming is a very big deal. Very big.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, see, homecoming for me was not dress up. It was like, wear your best jeans and button up shirt.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, well, that's it. That's our stories, and we're sticking to it. So let's get into tests. We're all dealing with them. We all got a little bit of something going on, I think. And we're here to talk about it and to maybe help you out in the end of the day. And then we'd also love for you guys to head over to Instagram and tell us maybe what you're struggling with right now so we could be in this together. But anyway, okay. Adam.
Yeah.
You got a little spider mite? What's happening over there? Like, what's going on?
I think that this summer was the summer of spider mites. And then here again, I'm sitting here thinking, how the heck do they get into the house?
Yeah.
It has to be through the windows. It has to be through something because, like, I didn't bring any new plants in. And, like, I'm a little embarrassed because, you know, this was all during our break. So, you know, obviously you guys didn't really know about that, but like the point that my Bella was covered in spider mites was a point that if someone posted that on Instagram, I'd be like, or Facebook, you know, in the groups, and they're like, what's on my plant? I was like, that's been there so long. Like,
oh, no.
What the hell are you even doing? That's what my plant looked like. The thing was like encased in webbing. Like,
yeah.
Did you take a photo
where you could visibly see it from like across the room? And one day I was like, haha. I was like, it was embarrassing. I was like, I should be fired as a plant parent. Like, so yeah, this plant was like covered in spider mites. It just makes my skin crawl. I think I still have a picture of it, But I was so naive to think like I was never going to get spider mites again, because like I don't really buy new plants, and anything that comes into the house, I like it's scrubbed down.
Yeah.
But sure enough, they were there and they knew exactly what plant to go to.
Yeah, I've heard the Bella is really prone to spider mites.
Why is that? Yeah,
but it's
though?
Been so long that since I've had them. I mean, literally like 2 years, maybe 3 years since I've had spider mites.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've heard that they can also come in on your clothes.
Mm. That might be a thing. Or your animals, but like my dog goes outside, but like that's it, you know?
Yeah. It could be. I mean, I could see the clothes being a thing, because I mean, you handle your plants all the time. Like,
mm-hmm.
even when you're cleaning your plants, you could be thinking that you're cleaning it and, oh, a little spider dropped onto there. Feast time.
Yeah. My Patricia had a horrible infestation, like as bad as what you're describing, Adam. And I was like, I'm just going to throw this away. I can't. I just cut my losses on that one.
Yeah. Well, was it, and that was in, you said it was over in the corner, so that was probably by the window, right?
Yeah. But those windows don't open.
But still.
Yeah.
Like those little fuckers.
I don't know.
They could squeeze
on in. I mean, it is by the front door, so maybe, but it was so bad. I could see the spider mites crawling around on the plant. Uh-huh.
That's how mine was too. Yeah. That's how mine was too. I should post a photo, because, ugh. And now, like, now that I'm like, so to treat it, I've been not using pesticides, not for any reason. Well, actually, yes, for a reason. For a reason of, I used to never think about the effects that pesticides could have on me as a human, on the environment, etc. And I'm not like hopping on a high horse here. I'm truly not. Do what's best for you. But I was like, okay, I was like spraying things, raw dogging it with these pesticides like for so long, like on my hands, because I'm lifting up leaves and spraying it, so it's getting all over my hands and my skin, and that's absorbing into your body. Like your skin is absorbing everything that touches it, and then I'm like, what is that doing to me as a person, you know? So I'm kind of been against that. So what I did with the Bella is she just got a routine blast of water, like daily in the shower, just as strong, like the shower head attachment, I moved to like the strong spray, and I just sprayed her down like daily for like 2 full weeks, and they never came back. So
really, so all you used was water pressure?
Yeah, that's all I used.
That's amazing.
I mean, I got in there with my like hands a little bit, you know, and like rubbed the leaves, but I don't know. I know that like a good blast of water is what I've been doing a lot for pest management, and then also beneficial bugs, but I didn't use any beneficial bugs on the Bella. I just did the water.
Interesting. That's but crazy that was that
she was kind of separated from a good chunk of plants, which is like, how did they, I don't understand how spider mites work, but whatever. So I wasn't worried that they were on other plants. Like they were just solely on her. She was like the sacrificial plant.
She took one for the team.
She really did. She was like, oh, I'm over here, boys. Come and get me. She was the siren of the plant collection.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I mean, I feel like you're blasting off the adults and possibly the eggs. And if you just do that several times, because the thing with spider mites is like, you could kill the adults, but there's eggs. They're going to rehatch and they're going to have the same issue. So I think if you're like consistently spraying them for a couple days, like I think that is the ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see. I don't know, but she hasn't had them.
How long ago was that?
Oh, that was like probably the beginning of June.
Oh, and you haven't seen any more?
No, and actually I was like really sad about it, because it's my mixed pot of Bella that I absolutely love. Like, and it looked really bad for a while, because like stems that were like 6-7 inches long that just lost all the leaves. They just lost everything.
Shoot.
And it has now regrown back to its like beauty. I snipped some of those stems off that were like long and bare, but now seeing the new growth compared to what the growth was, like I should have known that there were spider mites on it based on how the foliage looked. Like, yeah. Now that I can see them immediately right next to each other, which I also will probably post a picture of that. Like, I should have known by the foliage looking a little dull, a little sandpapery, that like it had spider mites before it got to the point that like whole vines were encased in like webbing, like yeah. a silkworm. You know, when you go and see the trees outside and it's like there's like webs yes. encasing a whole branch. Like, that's what my freaking plant looked like.
Yeah, that's bad.
I mean,
it was embarrassing.
Don't beat yourself up about it though, because just don't.
I mean, honestly, to come back from that bad of an infestation is impressive.
Yeah. That's what I was going to yeah. say. Like, pat yourself on the back if anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. But also, I would not be surprised if I had spider mites right now, because I'm still in this weird phase. Well, right now I'm not downstairs at all. So when we have our podcast next week, it'll be fun for me to do a little update on how my plant survived COVID, because I have not been downstairs in like the past 4 days. So we'll see what happens there. But like, I have not really been checking on my plants. And I know a few of mine still have flat mite. I just know it because they're nubby. But yeah, I feel like unless you're actively like looking at your plants every day, it can happen pretty quickly. I mean, there were some people that sent in some pest pictures, right? Didn't we do that like a couple seasons ago? Mm-hmm. And some of them were pretty bad. Or even if you like Google it, it's like, how do you let it get to that? But I feel like this shit really does happen overnight.
Yeah, it happens very fast.
Yeah, out of nowhere. I mean, and it yeah. feels cyclical, obviously. Like, pest, and you know what? We all have plants, regardless of what you're doing and your prevention methods. Like, at some point, we're all going to deal with pests, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, you can be the best at it. You're still going to get them. It seems like years, they're stronger. Like, this year, I feel like a lot of people were getting spider mites and aphids. They made a resurgence. Aphids are like, yeah, we're back. Don't forget about us. With all the thrips and the root mealies and the mealy bugs, like, we're still here.
Yeah.
We never left, bitches.
They were the pick me of the freaking pests.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I feel like my Patriciae, I noticed it. Oh, maybe like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't do anything about it because I was like, you know, I'm just not there. And so I kind of forgot about it. And then 2 days ago, I threw it away because like most of the leaves were dying, and it was coming to the point where it was going to start spreading to like other plants in my collection. And so I just treated all the plants around it and threw that one away, because I noticed one plant for sure had it, but it wasn't that bad. So I just kind of, I used my Dawn Power Wash, actually, in the mm-hmm. sink. I blasted the leaves, and then I used Dawn Power Wash and, like, put it on the leaves, and I kind of, like, scrubbed them with my fingers a little bit, mm-hmm. and then blasted it again, and then put it back. And we'll see. But, I mean, I usually use, like, Dawn, Blue Dawn, and rubbing alcohol and water, like, a mixture, and then I, like, rub it around. And then mm-hmm. that usually takes care of things, but I just didn't do, like, the water and alcohol, so we'll see.
You know, that's smart. Like, people always talk about Castile soap. People are sleeping on the Dawn. Like, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's safe. Well,
yeah.
Obviously, I mean, you're using
it. Yeah, I've used it for years. I mean, but you have to dilute it, or because it's very strong. Yeah. But I think the Power Wash mm-hmm. is diluted because it's mixed in with water.
Yeah. That's why it's foamy, right?
Yeah. Oh, frick. I love Dawn Power Wash. By the way, if you guys haven't gotten on that train, it's one of the best products Dawn has ever put out. I'm serious.
Yeah. I have not gotten on that train, but
Steve has been looking up how to make it yourself using just Dawn. He's like, I think it's just Dawn soap and water. So like, we bought the bottles, so now we can just make our own refills.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think like the spray nozzle is like the key, because it like sprays it in a certain way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is great though.
I love it. I am a slut.
What are your favorite things to clean with then?
Hashtag not sponsored.
Oh. Do you just like spray it on your countertops?
Yeah, I'll use it on my countertops, dishes. I mean, my pots, when I clean out my pots. I use it on everything. Everything. Mm-hmm.
Daniel, when he uses a curse word.
Spray it in his mouth. Yeah, exactly. No, I actually didn't use it on the counters until I saw him doing it. And I was like, don't use it on that. And he's like, why not? And then I was like, I actually don't know.
Yeah, why not?
Good point. Never mind.
Actually, you keep doing that. Does that ever?
Never tell a man how to clean.
I know. Do you guys ever do that? You're like, well, it's not how I would do it. But there's nothing wrong with how they're doing it. But you're like, well, it's not how I would do it.
Yeah, all the time.
And then you're like,
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
I guess I need to.
Jay likes to grab Windex for everything. And I'm like,
Oh, how very my Greek wedding. My big fat Greek wedding.
That's very ethnic of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, honey. That's going to ruin the wood. Baby cakes.
No, honey. So. Back to spider mites was our first episode of this season. We talked about like a plant that you love. Was Patrichiae the one you said you loved? Is that the one that grows all beautifully and like facing forward, or was it someone else?
Oh God.
I just edited it and I don't remember.
I might have mentioned it.
I don't remember either.
Oh.
It was a philodendron that like you said it grows beautifully and like structurally and everything's like facing one direction and it's not wild.
Oh God.
Well, now that bitch
was
it
the Patrichiae? It was either that or maybe the Splendid. I feel like I always talk about my Splendid. I don't know.
It was. I think it was a Splendid. Or maybe.
Was it?
Because in that episode, you also mentioned that there were spider mites on your Patrichiae. So maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, so I knew it then.
Because that was a couple weeks ago. Yeah. Remember?
Uh-huh. Kind of. My brain's fried. I don't know. I don't even remember last night. Okay. I believe you more than I believe myself.
Okay. Nora slept 6.5 hours. I remember last night.
She slept 6.5 hours. It was amazing.
You just tossed it, which, you know what? No shame. Because honestly, that's when I throw away the plants that I'm like hanging on to for a reason that is not a good enough reason. Mm-hmm. When they get past, I'm like, okay, goodbye.
Exactly.
I can see why you didn't throw away your pot, though, because it, like your mixture pot was really pretty. And I understand why you didn't toss mm-hmm. that out.
Yeah. I mean, I immediately took propagations of the tips and like restarted it. But then.
Yeah.
She grew back.
Yeah.
She survived.
I feel like pests. Well, okay. When I think back to when I found when you guys found spider mites on my entire collection, like that.
Can we repost those videos on Instagram?
We have to.
We should.
That night.
They're so good.
I tossed probably 5 or 6 plants because I was just like, no, it's not worth it. I'm already doing my entire collection. I can't. Yeah. Like.
It was Syngonium,
you were a real
right? like,
Syngonium slut back then.
Yes.
Yeah,
big time. You were like having all the Syngoniums.
Yeah, and now I have
two. I love.
I think I had like 10 varieties maybe. I don't know. My Syngonium video is one of my biggest performing videos on my YouTube channel, and I literally have 2 now. People are like, update on this video. I'm like, they all got spider mites.
Okay.
They're all
Why
gone.
Why does that happen? Because... One of my best videos on my channel, well, two. One is my Desert Rose video, which died like a month after I put that video out, and people are still commenting on it, wanting to know how she's doing. Literally, go look at that video if you have time, and you'll see my comments that are just saying, it's dead, she's dead, it died. Like, so many comments.
Just pin it to the top.
This plant is now dead.
I'll pin it.
She gone.
And then my cactus collection, which half of it's gone. Like, it's so sad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why are these the best performers? They're just gone.
Let's just rub it in our face. Truly.
Yeah.
But when we found all of those, there were so many plants that I was like, it's not even worth my time because this is going to take a lot of time. And like in that video that I posted, I showed myself like scrubbing each individual leaf for hours in a day. I was like getting high off of rubbing alcohol. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
But it made the infestation go away for sure. But now I'm not that intense about it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I guess I'll scrub it a few times. And if it can't perform well after that, then it's gone, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that is something that we've grown and changed. Is like when I saw my Bella encased in webbing, like it was mm-hmm. gross, but I wasn't like freaking out. Like when I first got spider mites, I was freaking out. I was like, yeah, it was. It was like, oh God, like everything was crumbling down. I wouldn't be able to sleep when I found something wrong with my plants, like, because I would just be stressed about it. And now I'm like, whatever, I'll deal with you later. And then maybe not ever get back to it.
Yeah.
Yep. Relatable.
Same. Very relatable.
Nicole, you have like, I don't know what they're called, but I usually just call them like a laundry sink. But don't you have like a big, deep, like plastic sink in the basement?
Yeah, that's where I water all my plants.
Okay. I really feel like, I know that you've probably been beating yourself up a little about like not treating for flat mites because I guarantee you have them. But I really feel like if you just put them in that sink, you spray them down, you get a soft bristle toothbrush and just over running water, just scrub. I think you'll see a world of difference, and that won't cause you to like have to do anything special. Like, I know you wanted to do the sulfur spray, which is a whole process. I don't know.
I know. I feel like I bought it for nothing at this point, because like the more I think about it, I'm like, am I really going to do this? I don't know.
Yeah. But I wish I was closer. I would just come and help, because sometimes you just need someone to like kick you in the ass to do that.
Or just do it for you.
You're welcome anytime.
Yeah. I want to come scrub your plants with my toothbrush.
That is a really good idea. And, you know, like when I got the sulfur and my mindset was like, I'm going to cure this issue, I did take like really hot water and I pour, because like the spout from the sink is like heavy pressure. Like it's pretty good for that. So like I just put a few of my Hoya that I know have flat mite under it. I think I made a video with this in it too. And I kind of just like let it run. But like the soft bristle toothbrush is probably what I need to do. Like that's the next thing to try, because they're still kind of nubby. Although what's the
lay their eggs in like little tiny crevices. So like it kind of protects them from the water. So that's why the toothbrush will get in there and like scrub it out.
Yeah, because Hoya, like some of the stems, especially on like the Obovata, like they're so thick, and like looking at it with the microscope is, you could just see them in the little cracks of the stem, and you can't see that with your naked eye. So
no.
Anyway, I probably will try that, because that's definitely a pest I've been battling for at least 2 years now, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, from the time I started getting Hoya, I think that I got them with flat mite. And it's sad because like you go to the store, like you go to plant shops, and I instantly notice it now. I was like, these all have flat mite.
The scarring on the back of the leaves. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You really made it known to the world, your videos.
Oh, like, no. No.
Yeah. I don't know anybody else who talked about it. Let's see. Begonia did a video, I think. But anyway. So, Becca, are you still dealing with spider mites, or did you rid the problem?
I hope that I ridded the problem. I haven't done any more thorough checks, because at this point I'm just watering my plants. Like I'm doing the bare minimum as far as plant care goes. So like it was even a stretch for me to get out the Dawn Power Wash, which is silly, but I don't have that much free time. So I don't know, but I am going to check that plant again and then like a few others around it again. But I'm thinking that I'm just going to, next time I water the plant room, I'm just going to take everything outside and use the hose and give them a good shower, because it's been a while since I did that. And I think that's like usually a good reset. But I don't think it was a widespread thing, because I haven't noticed any other plants like looking suddenly very bad. So I think it was mostly concentrated on that shelf. So, yeah.
And they work so quickly.
They do. They really do. And, like, it's so true what Adam said. Like, you can tell when the growth starts looking wonky, or, like, when the plant very suddenly starts declining and, like, leaves are aging very quickly. It's like, okay, there's something going on here. I don't know. I guess until I start seeing that, I'm not really going to do too big of checks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For right now. In the past, I would do a big treatment, but I'm not. I can't.
It's a lot of work when you have a big collection, and I'm kind of like not like yay that you're in the same mindset as me, but it kind of feels comforting that like you're like, I'm doing the bare minimum, because I'm literally doing the bare minimum too. I feel like that's just this season of life, you know. Once Nora gets on a more consistent schedule and you guys like settle into that, it'll be a little bit easier, you know, like once wedding season dies down, it'll be a little bit easier. But
yeah,
let's just pray the pests don't attack them before we can get into that season of life, you know.
Yeah, we gotta pray the pests.
Yeah,
hey.
Pray the pests. Gosh.
Oh, that would be funny merch. That would be funny merch.
Pray the pests away. But see, this is the thing. Here is the thing. I want to take a graphic design class, because I think of all these like things that would be so cute to do, but I literally, and I'm sure you guys feel the same exact way.
Yeah.
Like I just don't know how to do it. We all have these ideas, but we can't like execute it, because it's like, I don't know how to design anything.
Yeah. I know.
But Becca, you're good at that.
Me?
And like Adam, you're good at like color font choices. Oh. Well, you both are. But like, yeah, you are.
Well.
But no, like having the know-how, like I can put piece things together that other people design, but I don't have the idea to like create mm-hmm. that design originally, you know?
Yeah. Like logo designers, there's a logo designer I follow on TikTok and I'm just so fascinated with her brain to just like come up with things. So, yeah. And like knowing how to also use all the softwares and like draw it and manipulate all the elements. I'm like, oh, it's really cool. Pray the pests away would be so funny.
It would be a lot of fun.
Because it's, you know.
Like, what would the design be? Like a little, like, somebody kneeling next to their bed?
Oh, man.
No, I pictured hands together in a prayer with, like, pests all over them. You get the spider mite webbing. Yeah. Like, not necessarily the emoji, but you know that, like, tattoo that, like, a bunch of people got of, like, the prayer hands, like, the rosary around it? Like, that. Those types of hands. With like,
it could be a rosary, but the beads are just spiders.
Oh,
we might offend people. I don't want to like make it seem like I'm mocking someone's religion, but at the same time, people have used that phrase in very hurtful ways. So I feel like it's like throwing it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Hey. Nicole, you're dealing with some fungus gnats, right? Well, so was I. This summer was awful for that too.
Summer was god awful, and yeah, we're gonna switch gears here and talk about fungus gnats, because I don't know about you guys, but I'm going through it. I thought it was just my elbow, my Monstera elbow, but mm-hmm. I noticed it on my syndapsis. I noticed it on my Hoya. Why can't I think of the name of it? The one that's in soil. I can't think. But I'm getting like fungus gnats on multiple plants, and I have multiple sticky traps in each plant because I don't know about your partners, but like the second Jay sees a fungus gnat, he's like, do something about it. This is like the only thing I can't handle. Just do something about it. Like there's a fungus gnat, and he works out downstairs. So like, you know, fungus gnats are attracted to our, you know,
sweat,
our little sweat.
Carbon dioxide, the breathing.
Carbon dioxide. Yep. So they're like in his face. So I'm like, shoot, I don't know what the heck's going on, but it's still a little bit of an issue. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know. Cause I haven't watered my plants in like 2.5 weeks. They're drooping
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be another few days before I can even get down there. So I'm wondering if that'll fix the problem, but I really don't think so. Cause I think that they're just like, they're already hatched. They're already flying around. They're out of the soil. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to make a difference.
Yeah. I feel like that it is true that if you keep your soil too wet, they're going to come and it's going to be really hard to get rid of them. And like maybe keeping the soil dry will help. But I have been a consistent underwaterer my entire time. I've been collecting and I get fungus gnats every year. Twice a year, probably.
Yeah.
And it's one of the inevitable things of houseplant ownership. Like, everybody should know that. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's very normal. But at the same time, it's like, I don't know how true it is to be like, oh, keep your, like, don't water your plants for a few weeks and they'll go away. Because that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
They come back.
Yeah.
It's not happening. Yeah. No. They're there. They're still there. Or they're coming back. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, my elbow is starting to kind of become affected by it. Like, okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the beginning of plant collection days, right, I remember very vividly people talking about how fungus gnats are just annoying. They don't affect your plant, really. But when you have an infestation, I really feel like it does. Like, what are they doing? What are they eating? What are they... Like, I'm losing leaves, so what's the reasoning for that? There's pests on my plant. So I'm thinking that that's why. I don't know. I'm just very like skeptical on people.
Well, deciding. I think that they would. You're right, though. An infestation like that, because they would start feeding on the organic matter, which mm-hmm. in a pot, it's your roots, the roots of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know for sure.
Isn't that if there's like no other organic matter left in the soil, though? Like, I feel like it's not just going to like happen. Like, I don't know.
I mean, and it very well could be that, you know, I haven't watered my plants for so long and that's why the plants are starting to suffer. Could be other things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just feel like anytime I have a big fungus gnat issue like this, which this is probably only like the third time I've had them this bad, I've noticed my plants struggling. Mm-hmm. And it could, again, it could be because I'm holding back water because I'm worried about watering and then it just being worse, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that, that is a very common thing that, like, I remember being spouted off, but I agree. I don't think I buy it.
Yeah.
I don't think drying out your plants. I think what that does is just stresses your plant out even more as it's trying to battle a pest, mm-hmm. and it's just causing more stress to it. So I wouldn't do that. But what are some things you have been doing? Because sticky traps, obviously, that's what I put. Because basically, I don't have a lot of soil in my house, but I repotted my Monstera Thai Constellation and my big Hoya Carnosa. And that mm-hmm. situation, both of those pots are very big pots. I used soil from a store. Well, like the Fox Farm soil, because I needed to get some quick, and that was easily mm-hmm. accessible. But holy crap. I mean, the fungus gnats in my house, it was like constant around the face. I was clapping and sliding 24/7, it felt like.
We remember.
Yeah, that was, we remember. That was like the end of season 6, right?
Okay. Was it still? Yeah, okay. And then it just continued for a while. It has stopped recently. And some of my big plants that I noticed was like the big problem where I could just see them crawling on the top of the soil.
Yeah.
I did mixed diatomaceous earth in like the top inch. I just like piled it on and took a chopstick and just twisted around.
Okay. So I have diatomaceous earth and I'm considering that. All I did the last time I watered, which was like, 2.5 weeks ago, is I watered with a mosquito dunk.
And, mm-hmm.
and I watered the plant and then I used I put the mosquito dunk in a can, filled the watering can up, let it sit for a while. And then I just like topped it off. But I don't know, like mosquito bits and mosquito dunks are another thing that I don't know if I believe in very much anymore. Mm-hmm.
I still use them. I don't know how effective they are either, but yeah, I was dumping them on the plants. Yeah, yeah, right. You're in that moment. I mean, the beneficials that I used like years ago, they really did work very quickly, but it's just kind of annoying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I don't want to do the hydrogen peroxide. I really don't, because then I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I'd have to repot the plant and that would be defeating the purpose. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. How exactly do you use diatomaceous earth? Because I bought some at one point and it did not seem to work. And I feel like it should, but like, how did you do it?
So you're just supposed to sprinkle it on the top of the soil, or like you said, you kind of just like poked it in, right?
Yeah, so I basically, but like, so I had the diatomaceous earth and it's the powder, but I coated the entire top, like it basically like top dress the plant. And then I took a chopstick and I just kind of swirled to mix it into the soil, you know. Okay,
so
you're supposed to keep it dry.
But I didn't just do a little, like I coated the entire top because the fungus gnats have to crawl through it. And as they're crawling through it, it'll cut them up.
Okay, right.
They're exoskeletons.
Maybe.
So I think my issue was that I didn't put enough. And I think when I used it, I put it on the plant and then I watered because I thought, oh, I'm going to water this in. I don't think I understood what it was exactly. So I think I might try that because I have fungus gnats right now too. It's super annoying. But thankfully, Daniel has given up and he is like, whatever.
This is my life.
This
now.
Is my life.
I think Steve's like that too.
Yeah. And it doesn't, I don't know. Like I said, it's one of those things like they come and go. It's not all the time, but this infestation has lingered because I have been not thinking about it. And it's really annoying. Like every second, I feel like there's one flying in front of me. But mm-hmm. I also am having fruit flies, which is just wonderful. They're like, I'm so afraid that they're going to get into Nora's diapers because we do cloth diapers. So I'm like grossed out by that. Like I'm just, oh, I hate fruit flies so much.
Yeah, they're annoying.
I don't think I've ever dealt with fruit flies, but I always thought fungus gnats were fruit flies. Because like when I used to buy like a random plant every once in a while and they would just be covered in like fungus gnats now that I know. But I used to think it was fruit flies. And I was like, oh my God, we got to get rid of it. And just threw them all out.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Did you see those things that plug in, Becca, and they have like the LED light and people use them in their kitchen?
Yep. I mean, I feel like that's cool, but like I have a catchy. Isn't that kind of the same?
Oh,
you know, I need to pull out my catchy because that thing is so effective.
Yeah, pull it out. Just make Daniel do it.
Make him pull out the catchy?
Yeah. Just be like, hey.
See, here's the thing. I have to be like, okay, Daniel, can you go get the catchy? Here's where it is. Here's where you plug it in. You know, you have to like, I don't think he would even know where okay, because I am a pack rat. I have decided I'm coming out as a pack rat. I keep everything. I stow things away in little corners. And this is something I have realized in this stage of my life when I am needing other people to do things for me a lot more often. I'm like, well, it's in the back corner of the closet, but you have to climb over all these boxes to get to it. And I get like embarrassed. I'm like, that's embarrassing that that has to happen. You know what I mean? Like to get to my printer, you have to like step on like three different pieces of furniture and lean over. I'm like, that's a problem. So,
I mean, I don't see I don't see anything wrong with keeping things in a closet. But maybe bring your printer out of the closet. Oh. Maybe give it its own space if you use it often.
Nicole, if you saw this closet, you would think it was a problem as well.
Who prints things anymore? that's my follow up question.
You would be surprised.
Yeah, you would be surprised. You would be
surprised.
I print things actually quite often.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Same.
Yeah.
You know, my mom and Ted do. They always need something printed. Like we just had the hallway painted. And I Zelled the guy, and she's like, we don't get a receipt. And I was like, I'll send you my Zelle screenshot. She's like, well, I need it. Can you print it? And I'm like, it's such a waste of paper. Why?
For the tax file, Nicole.
I get it. But like, keep a digital copy. You don't need the paper copy.
I mean, true. In that case. People aren't
getting audited.
I usually print things out for like making crafts and stuff. So I just printed out some letters and I did that. But like,
okay,
it's usually craft related when I'm printing something out. Yeah.
Even Mia doesn't need to print stuff for school. Like every once in a while she'd be like, I need to print this. But even the kids, like they don't even have textbooks anymore. It's all on the iPad.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
That I don't think that I would have done well in school nowadays because I can't read textbooks on an iPad or books on an iPad. No. I can do a Kindle. But, like, that's different. Reading a textbook on a Kindle, you can't really do that.
Yeah.
It's like a visual experience. Like, what about all the pictures in textbook?
Yeah, the smell.
And she's doing her homework with her finger writing. Like, pen and paper.
What?
Only it's her finger and an iPad. Yeah, that's how they do homework. It blows my mind.
What does her handwriting look like?
It's nice.
Really?
Okay, because a lot of people have bad handwriting when they grow up without...
Yeah.
Actually having to handwrite paper.
Because you're literally just, you're not holding, it's so, it doesn't compute.
That's weird. Like,
I don't understand.
That is weird. Yeah. I used to journal a lot, and every time I was writing by hand all the time, but like I don't really write anything anymore. And so when I try to journal, it like hurts. Like my hand hurts.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, when I make out our Patreon handwritten cards, is probably the only time I write unless I'm on a call with a client, like taking notes, like I'm still a pen and paper girl that way.
Yeah.
But like when I'm making out like my fourth or fifth card, I'm like, wow, carpal tunnel, like what's going on? And I used to write 20 page essays, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But anyway, okay, so back to pests. So we're going to wrap things up here. But what is a couple of things other than what we mentioned? So diatomaceous earth, skeeter bits, skeeter dunks, and hydrogen peroxide, which I feel is like a last case scenario, like quick fix. What are other things that we can do? Like, let's say for spider mites, like what have you guys done in the past?
Well, I mentioned that the dish soap, rubbing alcohol and water, and like you're supposed to use like a soft makeup brush. I learned that from heart-shaped leaves like years ago. And that was probably like the best way that I've ever seen to get rid of.
Yeah, that's such a great video.
Yeah, really awesome video.
It's a treat.
So that is probably the best way, in my opinion, to get rid of them. Of course, there's like, I've heard like Captain Jack's dead bug brew, but I don't know. Is that more natural?
No.
It's not?
I mean... Yeah, I kind of went down a pesticide rabbit hole, and this is mostly due to this Instagram account, copper_lattice, and she's very, like, big on beneficials, and sometimes the beneficial bug crew kind of feels a little bit like MLM, a little culty. Mm. I don't know why, but I do kind of, like, I do understand it now, like, you know, why are we trusting big companies? We can't trust them. Like, we can't trust some of these big companies that develop plant products. You know, they were poisoning wildlife knowingly. What are they putting in stuff that they're marketing to us? Anyway, so the water treatment for me has been good, but then also beneficial bugs. You know, you can, on any website, beneficial bugs, like, you can actually say, like, what pest you want to target. You can click spider mites and it'll tell you, like, these are the ones. It tells you these are the humidities that they survive in. These are the temperatures they like. So I've just been going with the water. Other things, like, I used to do Captain Jack's. I used to do rubbing alcohol. But after this last treatment and the water just, like, fixed it. It was very secluded to one plant, though. Like, I, that's been my go-to, you know, just a harsh spray of water.
I feel like maybe a harsh spray of water would be a little bit more difficult on, like, Syngonium, who are prone to spider mites. Like, you, like, it might damage the leaves spraying it that hard.
I mean, it's not that hard. You know, it's not like a, it's not like a power washer. It's just like, as hard as your thing can spray, but I don't think it would ever cut leaves.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the whole pesticide thing, which is another reason why I'm like rethinking the sulfur treatment. Well, many reasons why I'm rethinking that, but, like, yeah, it's kind of, it kind of sucks, it's kind of scary, but then when you think about it, it's like, well, these plants are in nature thriving with massive amounts of bug species and they're fine. So, like, yeah, why not implement nature and just spray them down with a good rain shower, you know? Like, it sounds so simple.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, but the thing is with those plants out in nature, like, they're dying as well.
well,
they're also dying.
True. They're not all thriving, not, unless you're in the rainforest.
Yeah,
then you're good. Oh my God, the rainforest! Let's just book a trip to the rainforest. Let's go to Puerto Rico, and do rainforest.
My friend Jesse's in Puerto Rico right now, and I'm like really jealous about it. Oh my
God, I am jealous of that.
I think that I want that. That's where I want to have my big 40th birthday celebration.
Ooh,
are you gonna invite people?
Puerto Rico,
or is it just you?
No, it's like, because it'll be a Steve and I celebration, because he turns the big 5-0 the same year I turned the big 4-0.
So we thought
about, like, finding a place, like an all-inclusive resort, and being like, hey, everyone, like, if you want to come celebrate a birthday, here's the information, book a trip and you can stay. And, like, we can like plan, like, 3 dinners that are like a group thing, but then other than that, everyone just do their own thing.
I think that's so fun.
Sounds so fun.
Yeah. So you'll definitely get, like, the invite, but no pressure, obviously.
Okay. And Puerto Rico. You're thinking Puerto Rico.
I am. Yeah. Well, my friend Jessie is DACA, so she can't fly out of the country, because I did kind of want to go to the Caribbean, because I love the Caribbean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we could go to the U.S. Virgin Islands, and that still might be a thing because she can fly there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But Puerto Rico, man, is beautiful. Ooh.
It is so pretty.
Culture,
I've never been.
The food. What'd you say? Oh, the men?
No, I said I've never been, but yeah, the men too.
Oh, the men.
Did somebody say men?
One track mind. I'm sorry.
I mean, Nicole would know. Isn't Jade Puerto Rican? So, I mean.
100%. Yeah.
100%.
Hey.
100%. Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for joining us in today's episode. Again, we really want to hear if you're struggling with any pests over on Instagram, so go check out today's post.
Make us feel better.
Yeah, make us feel better about our situations. Chat over there. And then also you could follow us individually. Adam is at NotDude, KNOT, and Becca is at De La Plante, and I am at My Clean Leaves. And then we also have a Patreon where we have 2 tiers you can choose from. One gets you a free episode every month. It's a very chatty, very non-planty episode. Yes. And the other one is a 20 minutes a day episode. So go check that out. And that
20
day,
minutes
a week.
A week.
A week. Woo!
We record for like 20 to 30 minutes before we actually push record for this like public episode. Honestly, it's fun. Yeah. And it's not very planty either.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Today we talked about boy bands.
We get all of our chattiness out before, and then we do more chatting. So I mean,
yeah,
It's just a lot. Yeah, so head on over there. And then also we have a little bit of merch, which we haven't talked about in a while. Maybe you forgot, maybe you didn't, but you can head to our website, which is linked in the show notes, and you can get yourself a t-shirt or a mug or a sticker. Okay, yeah. Guys. Well, we will talk to you guys next week.
Goodbye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.